Now, when it comes to birthdays, normally we would, you know, annually we would gather around friends, we'll gather around family, we will receive gifts, we'll go and party. You know, it is about us having a good time, you know. Not everybody does that. Some people, they would do some of that, but have a time of reflection and see how far they've come on their journey. And I remember there was one person who was part of our church, and they played a really a wonderful role and contribution. And I was amazed how they used to celebrate their birthday. What they would do is they would go on a retreat, and on that retreat, spend time with the Lord, reflecting about the age that they've come to and everything else that they feel that they should have achieved. And, you know, and I was really quite amazed, because the majority of us, it's party, huh? And in one sense, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, part of this whole birthday thing is that what we do is, it's about us receiving gifts, and that's really wonderful. It's about us receiving attention. That is really great. But the interesting thing about the celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is that, yes, we come, we give him glory, we magnify him, we lift his name on high, we appreciate him. But what I see in the center of celebrating the birth of our Lord is the fact that he comes to give us gifts, the gift of life. He comes to bring salvation, comes to bring deliverance, comes to bring breakthrough. And that really is, in my view, part of what Christmas is about. There is a message about the birth of Jesus Christ. The scripture talks about, I believe it's in Isaiah 7:14. It talks about how the virgin will give birth to a child or a baby, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. God is with us. So really, when we look at Christmas, it seems as if the central theme is hope. Hope. Hope can be defined as a confident and eager expectation of something good. The thing about hope is, it's in terms of the biblical definition, is that there is certainty. Because often, when it comes to hope, generally in terms of how the world may define it, your hope, sometimes you can miss it, or your hope can be deferred. But the Bible says your hope shall not be deferred. Amen. It encourages us. And in fact, when the scripture says when your hope is deferred, it makes the heart sick. And so there is hope. Here's another definition of hope. It says hope is seen as the act by which the temptation of despair is actively overcome, and has been interpreted as an inner strength available to us. And so be encouraged today that if there is despair and if there is this sense of helplessness and hopelessness, our Lord Jesus has come to give us this hope. Amen. And it's certain that he will fulfill his promises and he will fulfill his purposes in our lives. When we talk about Christmas and we talk about Emmanuel, God being with us, there's a few things that I would like to just mention. First and foremost, Christmas is talking about proximity. The name Emmanuel means God with us, which means God now has allowed us, the veil has been removed, where we are now in close proximity with the Lord. When you're in close proximity with the Lord, he causes things to flourish in your life. He causes things to be birthed in your life. He touches you in unique ways, and he brings this hope that we're talking about to your life. The Bible talked about when Joseph was going into Egypt and when he was going into the prison. It says God was with him. Be encouraged and know this, the message. Thank you. When Joseph was going into adverse situations, adverse experiences, the Bible says God was with him. And so the message to us, and not just us, but to the whole world, is that when God is with you, no matter what you are facing or what you are experiencing, God will make a way where there is no way. His proximity speaks of intimacy with him, where he will reveal more of himself to us and allow us to enter into this incredible, deep, beautiful relationship. The scripture talks about how deep shall call unto deep. There is this romance that our Heavenly Father wants to have with us. And he has removed what was hindering us to have this proximity. And as he's removed it, and now, not only is he with us, the scripture says he is in us. Is this not a message of hope? The proximity of the Heavenly Father. When we talk about hope and Emmanuel and Christmas and our Lord Jesus, the second thing is power. Because you see, because of our sins, we were cut off and alienated from God. In fact, we were enemies. But the Lord looked over the chasm of the divide and he said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. And so he said, what I will do, I will give you a hope. But do you know what I will do? I'll give you the power, not just to be saved and delivered, but to come into fellowship with me, to be restored into my original intention I had with you. Is that not hope? Power. He gives us power to become sons of God. Listen, this Christmas we're celebrating, and this baby, and often we see this baby Jesus, and you know, so beautiful, and baby has that vulnerability, etc. But let me tell you, within that baby, there was a power to change the whole world. In fact, this was a time when God stepped from his celestial place of eternity, and he stepped into time to walk with you and me. To break every yoke of the enemy, to deliver us from every sickness, bringing healing to us. Does it not say in Isaiah 61, he comes to open the prison doors, set the captives free? Pastor Joe, build the ruined places. I've come to encourage you. There is hope this Christmas and other Christmases coming. Can I hear a good amen? He will build the ruined places. Power. You see, when we talk about power, the power of God, you can't then not talk about his rulership and his kingdom. It says in Isaiah, Luke chapter 1, verse 33, it says, of his kingdom there shall be no end. Wow. That is a hope we have. In other words, the king of kings who rules over us has an eternal kingdom. So from this point in time, we are in his kingdom, under his rulership, under his authority. He's guiding us with his kindness, with his power, fighting on our behalf. But then it doesn't end, because as soon as we step beyond the veil into into that other place when we pass through death, or if we are still alive at that point and we're raptured and we go beyond the veil, we're coming into what we call the new age, where for eternity we will reign with him. For eternity we will rule with him. For eternity things shall unfold that he has for us. Oh, I think this is a good place to say amen. Talking about his power. But then when we look at God with us, this King of Kings, born Bethlehem, you can't not talk about peace. Peace speaks of rest, where God gives us rest in our toils. Rest at times when we are battling and there's torment. He brings peace to us. In fact, it talks about how the peace of God will rule your hearts. So know this today. Have hope. It doesn't matter what kind of battle is raging in your heart and in your emotions and your mind is going through some sort of oppression and torment. Let me say this. The King of Kings rules over you, and he shall bring his peace into your situation and circumstance. Turn to somebody and say, amen and amen. His peace. The Prince of Peace rules in your situation. When you go into battle, his peace is with you. When you're going through trials, his peace is with you. And then we must draw this from him. And that is what I see when we talk about and hope. Because listen to this. Remember how we define hope? It's a certainty. The scripture says, I believe it's in, is it verse 14? The angel came with a multitude behind him, and he spoke to the shepherds, and he said to them, listen, an amazing thing is going to happen, and it's going to be peace and goodwill. Part of his assignment and the call is that he will bring salvation to men, but peace and goodwill to all men. So therefore there is an expectation. Whatever you're going through, peace is there for you. And these things, we have to at times access it by faith. Because sometimes, you know, when it's raging inside, your mind is bombarded, your heart is being pulled. But let me tell you, it's been pulled this way. When the Lord comes and envelopes you, everything will come back together. Can I hear a good amen? And then promise. Our Lord brings promise to us. Our Lord took the chosen people and led them to the promised land. Our Lord is working on your behalf even right now and leading you into the promised land. Leading you into the promises uniquely he has for you. And can I say this, Pastor Joe? He's leading CLF into CLF's promised land. I remember some months ago, I was reading a scripture and I felt the Spirit speak to me. And I heard, you're coming. And you know, it's really interesting. This is what I heard. But when I went back, I thought I heard what I was reading. But it was interesting. It was different. And basically, it was this. He said, you are coming into your promised land. So be careful to observe all the commandments that I have for you. You see, because when we enter in the promised land, and we shall enter, we shall enjoy. This must be your confession. In fact, it shouldn't be one or two people saying amen. You must all say amen. We're coming into our promised land, individually and corporately. We're coming into our promised land because the living God has given us this assured hope. And when we come into the promised land, we continue to honor the Lord by observing his commandments so that we can continue to enjoy all that he has for us. Do you know, I was thinking about those who are incarcerated or those who are in prison. And I was thinking about how, you know, when I've had opportunities of going to Belmarsh And it's been very interesting when you speak into different ones, what happens is you can see where there's some who have hope to be released. And you can see some who don't have hope. But you know, through our Lord Jesus Christ, he will never allow your hope to be cut off. He would ensure you enter into breakthrough. You enter into release. I want us to begin to just look at Christmas slightly different. Because the final thing is this, he brings purpose. He takes us through and brings us to a place. Just like the shepherds, it said, all that they saw and experienced, what did they do? They then went to tell others about it. And others marveled and they were amazed about the things which had taken place. The shepherds, I heard this, is really interesting. Shepherds facilitate, or they are there when the sheep are giving birth to the lambs. They facilitate that process, but they're certainly, they're there. And it's amazing, of all the different people groups, the Lord sends the angel to shepherds because the Lamb of God was now brought into the earth. Oh, can I hear a good amen? And so this morning, know this, that the Lord is empowering us with an eternal hope, a vibrant hope, an assured hope, that whatever you might be experiencing, whatever you might be going through, you are gonna come out. Because there is a certainty. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you. Thoughts of peace to give you an expected end, to give you a hope and a future. And that is what I think Christmas is about. So when you're munching into your turkey, you're slicing through the roast ham, you are enjoying the Christmas pudding and the mince pies. I bought some Asda luxury mince pies with some double cream, waiting to, you know, have a discussion with it. And in the midst of all of that, be encouraged that good news came thousands of years ago, but the good news still stands. And it's good tidings to all men. Can we stand to our feet? Hallelujah. I don't know, can somebody come on the keys? I think it would be good to just begin to thank the Lord. Let's minister to our God. And to lift up before him this Christmas season. For some of us, we need a touch. For some of us, we need to touch others. There are homeless people out there. I was speaking to somebody yesterday who went through a season of difficult illness, and they came out by God's grace. And now they're volunteering at the hospital to touch the needs in that area. And so for some of us, it's about touching others. It's about being stirred. The call, the assignment, the mandate, the ministry that's in you. Sometimes it's as simple as coming alongside somebody, encouraging them, empathizing with them, giving them the good news. How you have been transformed, they also could be transformed. Some of us, it's like another year has ended and we're going into the next. and we still feel hemmed in. We feel like we're limited. We can't express what we know God has given us. For some of us, it's like the battle, year in, year out. I've come to encourage you. There is hope. Not just hope. There is deliverance. For the Lord shall make a way for you. Can somebody just reach their hands to the Lord? Reach out to Him. Minister to Him. Minister to Him. Thank Him. He's given us a hope and a future. There's an expected end. Father, we thank You. Father, we're grateful. You rule in the affairs of men. Look at our situation, Lord. Know where we are at. Meet us at our point of need. Fill us with Your Spirit and Your power that we might be ambassadors serving the world with Your love. Break every oppression. Grant us the breakthrough, the deliverance. Build the ruined places, Lord. Our hope is in You, Lord Jesus. Our hope is in You. Oh, just continue to reach out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Reach out to the Lord. He's a faithful God. He is faithful, faithful. Took a wretch like me. Planted in me on the rock so I can see what He has for you and me. Emmanuel, You are with us. God is with us. Fear not. God is with us. God is with us. He will make good of His promises. Faithful God. Oh, somebody reach out to the Lord. There's a hope and a future. Power comes from on high. Kadabasata randele bosata. Landelebe, You are faithful, Lord. You are faithful, Lord. You are faithful, Lord.
You are faithful, Lord.